AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has granted former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents seized by the FBI during a search of his Florida home last month. That could slow the Justice Department's investigation into the presence of top secret information found at Mar-a-Lago. Correspondent Eric Tucker.
It is unclear to what extent this decision is going to last, because it is safe to believe that the Justice Department is likely to appeal to a federal appeals court to seek an immediate review or overturn of this judge's decision, because this decision could have significant implications or ramifications for the Justice Department's work. So it's safe to believe that they're going to want another set of eyes on this decision before it really takes hold.
Hello, Milwaukee!
President Biden this afternoon, a Labor Day kickoff to a midterm election push.
COVID no longer controls our lives. More Americans are working any time than all of American history. Last year, more people applied to start small business than any year in history. But it didn't just happen. We never gave up. We never gave in. And we are delivering for working and middle-class Americans now.
Biden's also speaking in Pittsburgh. Donald Trump staged his own Pennsylvania rally over the weekend.
Liz Truss is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Graham Brady announcing British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will succeed Boris Johnson. Queen Elizabeth expected to formally name her prime minister tomorrow. Two suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in Canada yesterday remain at large. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe.
Every moment that these individuals remain at large, innocent people are in danger.
OPEC and allied oil-producing countries are trimming supplies to the global economy as recession fears put downward pressure on crude prices. Oil prices were up today, but still far below the peak in June of more than $120 per barrel. This is AP News. The Emmy Awards were Saturday night, and AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports former President Barack Obama was among the winners.
Barack Obama's work on the Netflix documentary series Our Great National Parks has earned him an Emmy for Best Narrator. The Creative Arts Emmys were handed out Saturday in Los Angeles. Obama is the second president to win an Emmy after Dwight Eisenhower was given a special award in 1956. The late Chadwick Boseman also won for Outstanding Character Voiceover for the animated show What If. It was one of his last projects before he died in 2020. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
$3 Ticket Saturday, a National Cinema Day promotion, helped a movie released months ago recapture box office glory. Spider-Man No Way Home was number one, Top Gun Maverick second, DC League of Superbets third, and a 3D version of Jaws from 1975 even made the list at number 10. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.